Hi.
Hi. Sorry. Welcome back to Slayer Sisters, everybody. This is Jessica.
And this is Rachel.
We have a Persuasion by Jane Austen to talk about today.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yes. Rachel, will you tell us what the book was about?
Yeah, sure. So Persuasion is a book that was written in the 1800s. I'm not sure the exact date it came out.
I can tell you.
Oh, tell me.
It was the last novel fully completed by Jane Austen. It was published at the end of 1817, nice. 6 months after her death.
Yes. Yep. So a long time ago.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, basically it takes place also just like around then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
I don't think people were like writing about like the future or anything at that time.
That's actually very fair. I never thought about that.
Yeah, like, no, science fiction.
Like, unless they were like Nostradamus or somebody. Right. Like, nobody was like, unless they like, thought they were a prophet, they were not writing about the future.
That's, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. I just like never, ever. Anyways, keep going. That kind of blew my mind, but anyways. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's about her protagonist is named Anne Elliot. And when she was young, her and this guy, Frederick Wentworth, were in love and going to get married. But she's talked into not marrying him and breaking off the engagement because he's very poor and she's not. And then 8.5 years go by and now she's poor and he's rich and they come back into each other's lives. And that is what this book is about.
Yeah. Anyways, this was only the second Jane Austen book I've ever read. I was nervous that I was not going to understand any of it. But I did.
Yes. As I told you, you would.
But I did have to Google some things.
Yeah.
I did have to Google what a cob was. I was like, I don't understand what this is, but I now know that it is a cobblestone pier.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool. They actually are very pretty. When I saw the pictures of them, I was like, oh, I no wonder they were all taking walks along the cob.
Yeah.
But I truly like couldn't figure out what to picture when they were doing that scene, because I was like, I don't understand what a cob is. A C-O-B-B? Like, I was like, what is this, corn on the cob? They're walking along corns? And I was like, I don't understand. So anyways, but for the most, I just think that sometimes I miss, like, if something's supposed to be, like, really funny,
yeah,
or, like, sarcastic. Like, it's sometimes it's hard for me to, like, tell the tone.
Okay.
I guess, in this, with, like, the, you know, 1800 style of writing.
Yeah.
Oh wait, would this be considered 1800s?
Yes. It would be the century is like what you're thinking of when it's different.
Oh, right.
Yes, but it is the 1800s.
Thank you. You're you welcome. Knew why I got nervous there.
I did. But don't worry, I brought you back.
Anyways, but I did for the most part like, you know, grasp what was happening. But anyways, I really love our girl Anne.
I know.
She reminds me a lot of my girl Rach.
Yeah. No, she is of all of Jane Austen's heroines, definitely who I relate to the most. And I relate to a lot of them, but she is like my number one.
I like can't think of one I relate to besides maybe Elizabeth.
No, you are Marianne from
Sense I know, but like I don't really like remember, like I've seen that movie, but like don't really remember it. So,
well,
and I remember being you, slightly like insulted that you that's who I was. So
no,
I
was, like, you literally
were looking are forward her. To revisiting it.
It's not insulting, but you are her.
Okay. Well, out of the ones that I can remember,
yes.
Like Elizabeth from Pride and Prejudice is the only one I can really. And as long as you don't ever tell me that I am Kitty,
Which you're not.
Thank you. I will die happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because also, like, if you ever told me I was, like, kidding, I would literally never sleep again.
But I think you're thinking of Lydia.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I am thinking of Lydia.
Kitty is her sister.
Yes.
Too, but Lydia is the one that you're thinking
about. Lydia, who's the young, like the actual youngest.
She's the youngest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is. Although Kitty wasn't much better, so
she wasn't. But Lydia has like more of the spotlight.
Yes, Lydia does, and that is the one I was thinking of. You're right. Yeah. But you're quite a Jane.
Yes, I am a Jane.
Definitely. I think their sistership is very similar to ours.
It is, but not as much as Eleanor and Marianne. I'm telling you, you need to rewatch this movie. I'll rewatch the movie. Yeah.
I just was trying to talk about one that we could both speak on since I don't remember Sense and Sensibility. And then obviously, I know Emma's your number one girl, but I wouldn't say you're like Emma.
No, I'm nothing like Emma. I just love her.
Yeah. I mean, I love her too, but definitely not. And then honestly, I'm not sure I know any others.
Yeah. I mean, those are her four most popular novels are Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility, Persuasion, and Emma. So
yeah,
we've covered the big four.
I will say I want to read Northanger Abbey.
Yes.
That's one I definitely want to read.
Her gothic piece.
Right. I was going to say, is that one supposed to be kind of like spooky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Mansfield Park is apparently her most kind of like melancholy one.
Oh, you know what? I have watched a movie about Mansfield Park before, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's only, I think, as far as I know, like one adaptation of it. And supposedly it's like real different than the actual book.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Persuasion, our current Jane Austen book. Anyways, I love Anne. She's our middle child. Quintessential middle child, sister, sibling, whatever. And she is, like, so kind.
Is she the middle child?
Yeah. Elizabeth is the oldest and Mary's youngest.
Oh, I thought she was the youngest.
No, Anne's the middle. Which, honestly, think about Mary.
Oh, I know.
And Elizabeth just sucks. But Anne is definitely, like, for sure the middle child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but Mary cracks me up. Mary and the dad.
Mary is, did you say Mary and someone else?
The dad. Her dad.
Oh, yeah. The dad also cracked me up.
Make me laugh so hard.
Yeah, same. No, Mary made me laugh the most, mm-hmm. but I also was like, I do not know how Charles is married to this woman.
I felt so bad for Charles because he was a nice guy.
Oh my God. No, Charles was like so sweet. And I truly was like, I don't know how he's doing this.
I know.
Every day. Every day he has to talk to this woman.
I know.
The guy was like, and deal with her. Mm-hmm. I was like, she's crazy.
Yes.
And, oh my God, it was just, yeah. But, again, you know what? I think, you know, Anne basically says, like, she would rather hang out with Mary than with Elizabeth, and I don't blame her. Yeah. At least Mary's, like, entertaining.
Yes.
She's, like, crazy.
Yeah.
And definitely selfish, but she's also entertaining. Where, like, Elizabeth is just a bitch.
Yeah. And like, Mary comes with, like, her nephews, who she, like, clearly loves.
Yes. I know. I loved all of the, like,
nephews. And she loves her brother-in-law.
Yes.
So,
definitely.
And just the Musgroves in general. So, yeah, like, I think she had more of a, there was perks to being with Mary.
Absolutely. There's way more perks to being with Mary than there is to being with Elizabeth, ever. Yes. God. But, no, yeah, I loved. And I got every time Elizabeth was cute with her nephews, Anne was cute with the nephews at any point in time, I got emotional.
Yeah.
So I was like, ugh, I miss my two little nephew boys.
I know.
And I just was like, yeah, anyways. But it was very cute to see Anne with them all the time. But yeah, so I love how she's very like, she is the glue that keeps everything going. She's level-headed. She doesn't, like, freak out. She just knows kind of what to do all the time. Like, Wentworth, you know, always, like, says about her and that she's just, like, she's, like, the ultimate. I mean, she really is just, like, the ultimate mom, almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's, like, what a perfect mom should probably be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
yeah, and anyways, I just thought she was a doll, honestly.
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say about her, ever.
No,
and honestly,
agreed.
Like, her being, like, persuaded to not be with Wentworth, I was like, whatever, she's 19.
Or 18. And that's the thing, is that it was, like,
she was a baby.
She was so young, and her mom wasn't there.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, if there was other things going on, you know, her dad and sister suck. And this is like the only person in her life that means anything to her really is this woman. Yeah.
And you also know? Like, I don't even know, especially with like the way society worked back then. Yeah. And even though it's like, it sucks because he was obviously such like a gem of a person.
Right.
I don't know if I even really blame Lady Russell for being like, maybe don't settle, essentially. Right. Like, you're 18 and you're a catch and someone else can come along. But then it just so happens that because their love was really such ultimate true love, like soulmates, it was just like no one else could ever compare.
Right.
But so I'm not sure I even – basically what I was saying is with Lady Russell, like, I understand that she just had Anne's best interest at heart.
She did.
Yeah.
But which is why, like, Anne doesn't ever, like, hate her or blame her for it either.
Exactly, because she's like, I get it, you know? And Anne, you know, ultimately didn't have to listen to her.
Right.
So it's like, you can't – I mean, you can – you know, she was still young. She was 18, but she has no real right to blame Lady Russell when Lady Russell couldn't make her not be with him. Right. She just persuaded her not to.
Yeah.
They basically talked her into it, which is like, you know, so you just don't really get, you can't really be mad at Lady Russell, even though she, you know, for whatever. I'm sure some people are, but I just wasn't.
No,
I didn't feel like Anne had any right to be, so I liked that Anne wasn't.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then Wentworth was just... Although I had a hard time, honestly, with reading him, like, kind of grasping his personality.
Yeah.
I definitely was like, clearly he's, like, a gentleman.
Right.
And everyone thinks he's hot, so he's probably hot. And I was like, but, like, I can't really, like, fully, like, yeah, I just, like, couldn't really get it. I had a hard time, like, really figuring him out. But, like, or, like, just understanding what his personality was like, but... obviously I want Anne to be happy and I didn't want her to be with freaking Elliot, and so I was very happy she ended up with Wentworth, who clearly is at least a hardworking, kind man.
Yes.
Which maybe that is ultimately just what he is, and that's fine.
No, because I mean, that's just like, I feel like at the end of the day, that it's like not the point of the novel to know him necessarily. It's
that's true.
It's to like live inside Anne's head, and it's like you trust Anne,
right?
So you like trust that this person is good.
Ooh.
And it's like you don't really need to get to know him outside of that, you know?
Well, that's like very wise and like insightful of you to like think about it like that. I don't know why I'm impressed, because it's you, but like, I'm impressed.
Well, thank you.
Honestly, this book podcast is basically me saying stupid shit and you saying really intelligent things. That is what this is. And it's fine. I'm the entertainment and you're the brains. That's all this is at this point. But wow. Okay. Yeah, you're so right. It really wasn't about... Yeah, no. It wasn't really about knowing him. It was more just like the thing she said about him. Like clearly he was a strong character.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, like, honestly, so this is the second time I've read this book. I love this book. I love everything about this book, and I loved it just as much this time as I did the first time, and because I just love the message. I love that it's about forgiveness and recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and, like, when you move past them and you forgive, your life is so much more rich and better for it. Especially when the people aren't bad, they just messed up, you know?
Right.
And it's just my fave. I love it.
No, it was good. And I mean, you really are Anne, so it does not surprise me at all that this is like
resonates with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So looking at my notes for the book, the first thing I wrote, which I wish I had like quoted whatever I had about, but it says, I'm assuming Rachel feels about me the way Anne feels about Mary.
Okay.
And I was like, now I'm like, it must have been like very early in the beginning when she must have said something about Mary that made me be like, oh, Rachel definitely feels the same way about Anne as she feels about Mary. Like, I was like, wow, okay. But now I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
That made me write that down.
No, I mean, I definitely don't.
Right. That's good. I think as maybe I hadn't fully grasped Mary very when I wrote well. That, so.
And maybe then I wrote, it was Mary having like kind of a hypochondriac moment.
It might have been that. It might have been that. Even though I am not a hypochondriac, Rachel.
An anxious moment.
Okay. No. She's a hypochondriac.
Yeah.
But I just, and I obviously have anxiety, but I just but like want hypochondriac to everybody. What?
I don't know how you say this, but being a hypochondriac like stems from anxiety. You know what I mean?
Right, but it's about specifically always thinking you're sick.
Right, but I'm saying you have anxiety in other ways that can
come out
in similar avenues.
So what you're saying is that you're trying to be nice, but you absolutely believe I'm a hypochondriac.
I don't absolutely believe you're a hypochondriac. I really don't. I just know you can sometimes spiral when your health is not going the way you want it to go.
All right. Whatever. Moving on.
I know way bigger hypochondriacs than you. Like, you are not even in my top 10.
Oh. Can you please name your top 10 for me? No, I'm just kidding.
No. Because you know all of them.
We'll talk about that later. When we get off the pod, we can name your top 10, and that'll make me feel better.
Yes.
Anyways, and then I wrote, Mary is a woman before her time. She is not maternal at all. I know.
But no, that's
like, if this woman was born today. No, I'm glad
you said that, because this is something I want to talk about, is how we always, like, people always romanticize and think about the past being so different, and then you read books like Jane Austen, and you're like, no. None of this is new. Like, people have been the same forever.
Forever.
Because, like, I felt this way every time I read an old novel. I have this, like, epiphany every time. Because I'm like, wow, this could be written today just with, like, different words. But it's the same situations. Except for, like, nowadays there's, like, more kissing and sex. But it's, like, the same thing.
Yeah. No. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No, it totally is. And also, Mary, like, she clearly, if she was alive today, would never have a child.
Right.
Like, she would just be like, she'd also maybe never even get married.
Well, or no, because she definitely.
Maybe she would get married. But I just am like, she definitely wouldn't have children.
Right.
Because Lord knows she did not care for those kids.
I know.
I felt so bad for them. I was like, thank God they have their dad and Anne.
I know.
And their grandparents. So I was like, because their mom, they're going to have such mommy issues, those poor boys. Anyways. And then I wrote, and this was something that Anne overhears. Or maybe somebody tell. I can't remember now, but it's something that Wentworth says about Anne. And it's, I wrote, damn, so altered that he doesn't recognize her? That's a sick burn.
She overhears him saying that to Louisa.
Yes, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. He overhears Louisa. And I was like, wow. I was like, that's sucks to hear. I know. That. I was like, poor Anne. I also was like, he's lying. This liar.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to admit that he still has the hots for her. Whatever. And then I wrote 15 to 30 exclamation point. That's a big age range. Ha ha ha. What a time the 1800s was. And I noticed that's when he was like announcing that he was like on
looking
the
prowl
for a wife.
Yeah.
And in the movie, though, mm-hmm. he says 18 to 80. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's honestly worse. Whatever. I was like, obviously in 1817, they didn't have, like, rules on how old someone was when they got married. Or they probably did. Whatever your blossom was or whatever.
Right.
But that was probably at, like, 15.
It was at 15. 15 is when, a girl went into society.
Went into society.
That's right. Because that's how old Lydia was in Pride and Prejudice when she runs off with Mr. Wickham. She's 15.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Anyways, but I did think it was hilarious that for a movie that's still set in 1800s, they felt the need to make it 18 and over.
Also, what's funny is that no one lived to 80 back then.
Nobody lived to 80 back then. I was honestly so ridiculous. Anyways, and then I will, of course, sometimes I called him Wentworth, and sometimes when I was writing, I called him Fred. So I said, of course, Fred is good with kids. How hot.
I know.
And then I said, damn, Fred being the one to break the news to Benwick that the love of his life died and then stayed with him to help him through that initial shock is just also sweet and hot.
I know.
And I was like, I just, those were the moments where I was like, oh, I get it. He's like, I understand mm-hmm. why she fell in love with someone like this, or why she fell in love with him. Because he's just a good person.
Yeah.
Okay, and then now I get to the part in the book that I texted you about. And Louisa jumps off the freaking cob like a freaking idiot. I was like, this is not, and I will say, the shockingly, I actually liked Elisa more. Elisa? Sorry. That's my friend. Shout out if you ever listen to this. My friend Louisa. Damn it. I liked Louisa more in the movie than I did in the book. And yeah. I'm not sure why. We can get into that more. But Louisa in the book, I was like, I just kept being like, I feel like I'm supposed to like this character, but I don't for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like she was kind of dumb. And then when she is like, when she's on the cob and she like jumps off and then she goes up even higher and Wentworth is like, yeah, bro, this is a bad idea. And then she's like, well, I'm going to jump if you catch me or not. And then just like jumps off. And then she just, I was like, this is the dumbest thing. I was so angry, angry when I read that part, and just was like, I can't believe she would be so like, just, oh my God. I was like, all for the price of flirting.
I was going to say, but like, I feel it's like all people have done.
Love makes you stupid.
To impress someone you like, you know?
God. And I guess she was, you know, also, how old was, I couldn't really figure out how old Henrietta and Louisa were.
I don't think they like say.
Yeah.
But younger than Anne. You know?
Definitely younger than Anne. Yeah. But I also feel like neither one of them were like 15. I feel like they were like 18 or like 17.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyways, but yeah, that part really shook me to my core and made me really mad. And then I just was like, but I know it was all for the drama. We had to have like, oh, you know, we had to have a near-death experience or somebody had to die.
Right.
That has to happen. I get it. I know. but either way. And then, like, knowing her, just, like, basically knowing that she was ultimately destined for Wentworth, mm-hmm. I was, like, whenever Elliot started coming around, I was, like, he's obviously sucks. Yeah. Even though, like, we're acting like he doesn't, he's gonna suck. And suck did he. Mostly just, I mean, like, there's a part of me that's, like, all right, I kind of understand why you came back to try and, like, keep him from marrying someone else so that like another heir isn't born,
right?
But the what he does to was it Mrs. Smith and yes. her husband, that stuff, like the like basically just like using somebody for years for your right. own entertainment, and then like then when they die refusing to do anything to help his widow.
I know,
who was also
your friend. Yeah, your yeah. oldest
like,
friend.
Your oldest friend, like, I truly was like, wow, fuck this guy. Like,
I know.
It's like, I, yeah, no, he, that was really what did it for me. The other stuff, I was like, yeah, I mean, those things aren't great, but, like,
right,
whatever. Like, you know, yes. I was like, he isn't, like, really screwing anybody over by trying to, like, manipulate Walter and whatever that girl, other girl.
Mrs. Clay.
Yeah, Mrs. Clay. Into, like, not marrying.
Right.
Like, I was like, that's, like, it's like shitty and like also greedy, but also like not that big of a deal. But right. the other stuff, I was like, yeah, no, mm-hmm. he was awful. Yeah. And then I just loved when Benwick, who was so mm-hmm. sweet, ended up with Louisa. I loved that.
I loved that too.
There was a point in the book when I think, you know, everyone's leaving or Anne gets a letter or something and it says like, basically says like he hasn't like left her side, he's right there, so I was like, oh, so they're obviously gonna end up together,
right?
I was like, because of course if a hot man nurses me back to health, I'm gonna end up with him. I'm like, who do you think I am? And right. he still was attracted to me after doing something as stupid as jumping off the Cobb. And I really can't say no. I mean, Lord.
Yep.
So, anyways, that was, I was not meant for the 1800s, let me tell you. Anyways, I loved that. And then I loved at the end when she's reading the letter that he like sneaks to her.
It's the best letter that's ever been written in the entire world.
That letter was just so honest and so just vulnerable.
I know.
And it was just a confession of love, and that no one else was ever like, I'll never be with anyone else because no one else will ever be you.
I know. And how, like, just, I love when he's, like, saying how, like, don't say that men, like, affection, like, dies quicker. Like, don't say that because I've loved none but you. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Also, like, don't say that because that just feeds into toxic masculinity. And my one thing to say against Dan is don't feed into, I'm just kidding. No, it's fine. It's fine. But it does technically feed into toxic masculinity and why men can't feel their feelings.
Yeah.
Because they're not allowed to. But yeah, no. But Wentworth was like, "Nah, I feel my feelings all the time, 24/7. They suck. And I love you, and I would love to be with you."
But I also love. So after they read the letter and they go for their walk, and it's just like the two of them, and he like talks to her and is like, "If I had written to you like a year after we broke up, like would you have like gotten back together with me?" And she's like, "Yes." And like I love how then like he blames, like it's like he's not, because you know for 8.5 years he had been putting all the blame on her, which I get.
absolutely
him then like coming to the realization that like he has a part to blame too, like he never even tried to like
get her back. Yeah,
and it's like not saying like you have to do that if like
right, like you got your heart broken, you were broken up with,
I get it,
owe her
right
it. But if but, 8 years later, you're still pining after this person?
Exactly. It's like, at the end of the day, you hurt yourself more than you ever hurt her.
Yeah.
You know?
Because like, it's also like, if 8 years later, you're still pining after them, A, you clearly didn't get closure the first time around, right. So maybe, like, try again to get some closure.
But not even just 8 years. Like, a year. You know? Yeah. Like,
that's what I mean. Like, don't even wait. Don't wait 8 years, obviously. Yeah. But it's like, I agree. If it's like a year... year and a half, whatever, later, and you're still like, no, this, I'm so totally in love with this person. Like, you need to then go talk to them again.
Right. Because then, it's least, like, if she had been like, no, still, then I feel like he could have had that closure.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? But she wouldn't have. She would have been like, yes, it was the dumbest thing I've ever done. I love you.
They've
gotten together so much sooner.
Absolutely, you know? I also loved that. That part was great. And I also loved how, at the end, basically, Anne was like, to him, where she was like, I don't blame Lady Russell, and he was, and he like took a minute to answer, and he was like, it might take me a while to forgive her, but I'm sure we will eventually like be friends.
I know. I love that too, because it was so honest and true, you know.
It was if I was him, I'd be the same. I'd be like, it's gonna take me a minute, but I'm sure like we will ultimately be friends. Anyway, so then talk about this movie.
Well, do you want to rate the book first?
Oh yeah, let's rate the book. Sorry.
Yeah, so me, it's a 5 out of 5, like no contest. I love
The book's
5 out of 5.
You know, I think if I was a smarter person and I understood how to read books like in the 1800s better, I would probably also give it 5 out of 5, but I was kind of bored at times because I didn't know what I was reading the whole time. So I don't really know how to rate this, if I'm being completely honest. I think it was a wonderful book. The plot, just, you know, whatever. Like, it's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll also just give it 5 out of 5, even though I struggled to read it because I am who I am.
So. I love that.
Yeah. So, but it was, yeah, I did. I really loved Anne, and I really loved just Anne, but and the funniness of it all. But yeah. Anyways,
all right, this freaking movie.
Oh God!
So we watched the 2022 Netflix adaptation of Persuasion. There is apparently a adaptation from 1995 that I'd never heard of.
Rachel, there's an adaptation from 2007.
Yes, I knew about that one because that's like a BBC like made for TV one.
Yeah,
which is fine. I love the BBC adaptations. I knew about that one.
Wait, but the 95 one wasn't a BBC adaptation.
The 2007 one, yeah, it was.
I was just looking at them all, and now I'm confused. But one of them does have a note of our Slayer sisters. Giles plays the dad in one of them.
Oh, that's amazing. I bet it's the 2007
but
one.
There's like three or four adaptations.
But what I'm saying is the 95 one was like a theatrical release, like real adaptation. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm saying the made for TV ones aren't real, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about this 95 one. And so I really want to watch it because this 2022 one was overall pretty atrocious. I had very serious problems with it. It was basically trying, do you know the TV show Fleabag?
Yes.
That's like what this was trying to be.
Oh my God, Rachel. I want you to know the entire time I was watching this movie last night, I kept being like, what? Because I love Fleabag.
Okay.
I love Fleabag. I've seen every episode. I think it's super funny. It's like obviously very like British humor.
Yeah.
I think the acting's really good. I love Fleabag. And the whole time watching the movie last night, I'm going, what the fuck are they trying? What have I seen that they're obviously trying to mimic? And I couldn't figure it out because I just was like, they are clearly trying to be like something else that's successful.
Yes.
And I can't place what it is.
Yes.
And thank you. Thank you. Now I feel, oh my God, I feel so much better. Because I was like, they're trying to pull something off that someone else has done successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but they're not doing it well. And I just can't figure out what it is. And it was Fleabag. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Yes. And my main issue with this is that Anne, who her main character trait is how kind and nice she is.
Right.
Compassionate. Yeah. All these things.
Yeah.
And that is not this Anne Elliot was like at all.
Well, no, in the movie it's like she's fake.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like she is still that way to everyone, but then is like basically also just talking shit about everyone.
Exactly, to the camera and like getting wasted all the time. Yes.
Getting wasted all the time, which she does not, I don't know if they ever mention her drinking and ever in the book. Yeah, I know.
So,
which I was like, I guess they're trying to make her more relatable or whatever, but I was like, you don't need to do that.
No, you don't. Yeah. Like, that's not who she is. That was my number one overall why I really hated it is because she wasn't Anne.
Yeah.
And
she's also so obviously hung up on Wentworth still, and that was not, like, in the movie, that's, like, not a thing in the book, it's not like that.
No. In the book, she's, like, actively trying, like, not to be into him because she, like, wants him to be happy and like and if that means being with Louisa, she's like, I will suffer my own pain because like she feels like she doesn't want to let him go because that's Anne. And it's like this version she just wasn't, and it was like Jessica, it was like watching Ella Enchanted all over again. I was like, I really didn't think I could ever go through what I went through with Ella Enchanted adaptation, but that's what this was like.
Did we do Ella Enchanted on the pod one day?
I honestly, I don't know if I can. I'll have to do some serious thinking about it. But it's like they basically just took the name and the barest bones of the story and did like what they wanted with it. And I just wish then, I still don't even think I would have necessarily liked it if they had actually made it modern, like take place in 2022.
Oh, right.
I just don't, because it's like, if you're not going to make Anne actually nice, like don't do this story.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That was my main issue, and it's such a huge issue that it like ruined everything for me.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Also, I really, like every time this thing showed up on the TV, I was like, what the fuck? And it was that damn rabbit. I just was like, this bunny rabbit that no one's talking about. Like the second time we see it, she walks into the Musgrove's house and just puts it down and it hops away. And I was like, there's no way this bunny just like comes back all the time.
Right.
Like, maybe it does. People have domesticated bunnies, but like,
they usually live in like cages.
Yeah, and then if they let them out, they're like supervising them the whole time.
Right.
This is like, I was like, and I just did. Also, it was like, she definitely doesn't have a pet rabbit in the book.
No.
And I just did, and it didn't, like, she never talks about it. It's just there. Sometimes. It's not like, oh, after Wentworth left me, or, you know, we broke up, I got a pet rabbit to make myself feel better, and it's my emotional support animal. Like, nothing like that at all. It's just around.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so annoyed by this rabbit. And it being completely neglected and not, like, being talked about or explained. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, no, I did not like it. No. But I did think Mary was pretty spot on.
I was going to say, I thought the girl who played Mary was amazing. And I hope she does a bazillion other things because she was super funny.
Yeah, and I agree. And
she, like, nailed that character.
Nailed them. And was, yeah, just all around amazing.
Yes. And so I felt the same way. I was like, this girl should be going places.
So the other thing I didn't like that they did with Anne, beyond the fact that, like, she was, like, you know, bitchy in her head, which, you know, I'm sure Anne in the book every now and then had some negative thoughts about her family,
right?
Fine. But I don't feel like it was like as often as it was in the movie.
Right.
Was they also kind of like dumbed her down and made her a little more like
again, they were trying to make her Fleabag.
Yes. And so,
when she blurted at the dinner table,
that's Jessica, what I'm getting at. That was when she blurts at the dinner table in front of everyone that Charles wanted to marry her first. I was like, that's not how it happens in the book at all. Someone else, like Louisa, tells Freddie that when they're on their walk, like they're alone. Like, Anne would have never done that. She was way too poised, way too put together, whatever. Right. And then when she does that, I like cringe so hard.
I did too. I hated it.
What are they doing to Anne? What are they doing?
I know.
They're trying to make her like, I don't know. They are basically trying to make her like the Fleabag girl.
Yeah, I know.
Which works for the Fleabag girl. Doesn't work
for Anne. And that's the thing.
Doesn't work for Anne Elliot.
When she blurts that out at dinner, when she like randomly like calls his name when she's like drunk and like knocks a bottle of wine on her head.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing?
I know. I hated that too. It also felt so forced and weird.
Oh, it was. And that's what Matt kept saying though. Like, so my husband watches all the Slayer Sister things with me, but he doesn't read the books. And so he always has like, you know, somewhat of a different perspective. But his main thing, which I feel like is very valid, is to say like, why does he like her?
Yeah. No. It's so true.
And I'm like, exactly. Who would like this girl?
Yeah. I mean, especially now, it's like,
and like, you know, with their history, you know what I mean? Like,
it was bad. I literally wrote in my notes, what is up with this rabbit, and then wrote like four other things, and then wrote again, the rabbit, what the fuck is going on. It was like, I really just can't get past that rabbit. Okay, but I did write, hot damn the way Fred looks at her, because even though I didn't think that actor was the best, I did think that he had very good longing looks at him.
I thought he did good.
Oh, really? Because I very often felt like he was having a very hard time talking.
Oh,
like, I was like,
I just thought that's just like how he talks.
Maybe, but I didn't like it. Okay. I truly was like, it feels like every word he speaks is like work for him to get out of his mouth. Like,
okay, well,
like he's breathing heavily or something. Like, I don't know, but I wasn't doing it for me.
I want to know your thoughts on this, because a lot of like people I know and like things I've read, people are like pissed that Henry Golding didn't play him.
Oh, how he didn't play
Wentworth. And like, what do you think about that?
I mean, I probably would have liked that more.
You do. Yeah, I mean, Henry Golding is hot.
Yeah, but I mean, only because, but it, you know, it's not that I don't think the actor that played.
I thought he was hot too. So I
was. That's what I was going to say. He's hot too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely think he was hot. And honestly, I don't even want to say he's a bad actor because I've never seen him act in anything else.
Yeah.
But I just didn't really like, I guess, I really didn't like the way he talked.
Okay.
And it, something, there was many things about it that was bugging me. And so I guess I, sure, maybe I would like Henry Golding in that role more. Because, you know, whatever. But I also thought he did a great job as Elliot. So I'm not mad. Like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I, the main actor that I thought was actually bad was the Harville actor. Captain Harville.
Why am I not thinking of who he is? Oh, the one who like is friends with Wentworth?
Yeah, in Benwick. The one that they go, the one we go, go stay with. I truly was like really thought he was bad.
Interesting. I barely remember him being in the movie.
I mean, he is barely in the movie. Oh, okay. He's in like two or three scenes, and each scene he's in, I was distracted by him.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. It just like was very, I don't know. He just, like, I felt like he was trying really, really hard.
Okay.
But yeah, anyways. And then when Anne goes for a swim, I wrote, this water must be so freaking cold.
I thought the same thing.
I also was like, wow, they had to swim in dresses.
I know.
And then I was like, but you know what? With the water being as cold as it probably is, that dress might not be so bad.
Well, okay, question. Because it's not like a wetsuit. No, does the dress do anything?
That thought process really doesn't go anywhere. Okay. But I just was like, I mean, there's no real logical sense to it, but I just... I, you know, obviously, like, literally, when, you know, Wentworth is talking to her, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, be careful out there. There's riptides. I was like, there's no way she's about to go swimming right now. I was like, she's not going to swim. Well, like, I was like, what? And then she went swimming.
So I honestly, I have to say, this was the most impressed I was with her as an actor ever. Because
she was also one of the most, like, genuine moments that she felt like Anne to me.
Well, no, I'm talking about walking into freezing cold water and looking like it's freezing. Because I think about when I get in cold water you know, my arms tense up, I have them by my face, I'm like touching my belly, like trying to get my belly wet because that for whatever reason like helps.
Is and the she's hardest just part, yes.
Calmly is like walking in. And I was like I don't know if
filmed in England. Do we know the water was cold?
Oh, no, we don't. But I just assumed it was in England. It looked English.
No, it does. But you know what? People swim in England in the summertime. If they filmed it in the summertime, then maybe the water wasn't cold.
But or, I like, always too cold. Thought of maybe it as being like...
adapted. Maybe they're not two girls from the south. In England, they're probably more adapted to the cold water.
But we're not talking about girls. Like, she doesn't live in England. Dakota Johnson.
Oh, right. Right. Yes. No, you're right. It was a very impressive acting moment. You are correct.
I'm just saying I was super impressed with, because I just don't know if I physically could get my body to be that calm walking into cold water.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I could either.
Yeah.
Maybe if you gave me enough shots of some sort of alcohol first.
Yeah.
I maybe could do it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that moment, and then which I have to say, Louisa jumping off the cob in the movie was so jarring. I was like, I mean, I was waiting for it. And then it was like, she just, the way that her head smacks the ground. I mean, I was like, I mean, I guess, yeah, that makes sense that this is how it happened, but I just was like, wow. Like, that was just very, very jarring to watch, I have to say. And then, Anne, like, immediately rushing and knowing exactly what to do and, like, kind of, like, well, all this, like, okay, here's, like, an Anne Elliot from the book moment.
Yeah.
Where she's, like, calm, cool, collected.
Yeah.
All together. It's probably too early in the morning. She hasn't really anything to drink yet. yes, I liked that.
Yeah.
I didn't like that we don't learn in the movie just how fucked up Elliot is.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, just, like, what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wanted, because it kind of was, like, it was, like, they were making him out to be a bad guy, but then he, like, doesn't really, like, do anything.
Right, that's that bad.
All that bad. Like, he tells Anne what he's doing.
I know.
You know what I mean? And she's just, like, oh, okay. Like, I appreciate your honesty, dude. And he's, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, that part was like weird to me. Like, it was like, whatever. And yeah, no, that, yeah, I just wasn't super into that. I stopped taking notes after Louisa jumped off the thing. Literally, the last thing I wrote is Louisa is such an idiot. Oh my god. So I'm trying to think about the movie. Oh, okay. I did kind of like in the movie that she, like, instead of, which I don't know, I guess it's different, but the fact that, like, she reads the letter and then just, like, takes off.
Yeah.
Like, she kind of doesn't wait for anybody, you know, she just goes to get him.
Yeah.
And talk to him instead of being like, oh, I'm not feeling well and somebody has to walk me home now. Or she didn't want anyone to walk her home.
Right.
But you know what I mean. And so, that's, like, one small thing. Because I was like, oh my god, how do you just, like, not run after him?
Right.
Right after you read a letter like this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she sees Elliot and Mrs. Clay. And I was just like, all right, I guess this is how she learns about them. And then I was like, I don't want to watch Elliot and Mrs. Clay get married.
I know.
Like, why isn't this, if I'm going to watch a wedding.
Right.
Why isn't it Anne and Fred?
I know.
Frederick. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I also was like, this is dumb. This is a dumb ending.
Yeah.
Like, or I just didn't like that, you know? I was like, who cares about these characters that we've barely even learned anything about anyways?
I know.
Like, I was like, that's so stupid. Yeah. But yeah, ultimately, and then, okay, I will say, I think if it was a movie that wasn't based on Persuasion and was just, like, a period drama that's, like, modernized, I might have liked it more.
No, I said that exact same sentence to multiple people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I definitely think that if it was just, like, a standalone thing, I would be like, oh, that was cute. Like, I definitely would have liked it more. But since it's based on this book, I just don't think it was a good adaption, like, at all.
Agreed. Completely.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. But yeah, so that's what would you rate, you think?
I mean, somewhere between 1.5 and 2 stars, like in that area.
Yeah. I think I'd probably give it 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe even 2.5 only because of it. If I could see it through the eyes of not the book, I would have enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. That's the only reason for it.
Yeah.
Also, I can't say that I love the book as much as you did because of, for reasons I've already stated. So.
Right. Because you're a dummy.
Because I'm a dummy. But at least I'm pretty. Anyways, well, what is our book for next month?
So we are doing Mr. Malcolm's List by, I literally don't remember.
Oh, wait. I have it on my bookshelf. I can grab it.
Perfect.
Because I also don't remember, but I can see it on my bookshelf right here. It is by Suzanne Allen.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Why did you say Allen? Like, you don't know how to say that.
Well, yes, I did. I did. Because it's spelled Allain, and I've never seen Allen spell like that.
What could be like Elaine?
Exactly. That's why I said Allen, because I was like, I'm not sure. I think that's probably wrong.
Okay.
I was just telling a friend the other day how often I pronounce things wrong and how it's one of my biggest insecurities. And
I love being able to bring that to the light.
What?
I love being able to bring your insecurities out to the light.
Oh god, they're right there on the surface all the time for everyone to see, so it really doesn't matter.
But this is a Bridgerton type book, so it's going to have, I feel like we're going to end up comparing it probably to Persuasion a lot because it's the next book. But so this will be our last like kind of Regency romance for a little bit because we'll take a break from them after this.
For sure.
But this one is like definitely a more modern think Bridgerton.
Where does the movie come out on?
It's already out. It's on Amazon Prime now. But it came out in theaters in like May or June, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's now, it's already on video.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
So. Okay, cool. And also, for all of our listeners and friends, mostly, we've activated something through Anchor called Listener Support for your podcast. And all, or basically, you can just, like, donate money to us if you feel inclined, because, you know, we're still a little baby pod that hasn't gotten it more than one ad yet. So if you would, if I will post a link with this video and on our Instagram and stuff. And so if you feel the need to financially support your favorite Slayer sisters, you can do it through that.
Awesome.
But yeah, so I guess
that's it.
That's it, man. That is it. I'm going to call you right now to find out who your top 10 hypochondriacs are.
Okay. I need to come up with a top 10.
Yeah, you better.
Okay. All right.
Well, Slayer sisters out.
Yeah. Slay on, as Jessica says.
Slay on, babies. Slay on.
Bye.
Bye.